receptive heart, O God. And after we have heard your word, O God, that we will be doers of your word in the name of Jesus. We come against every distraction and everything that would distort and come against the word of God as it goes forward on today. But God, I declare and decree that the people of God will receive your word on today with fullness, O God, that they will not lose anything, that the enemy will not come and steal any of your word on today. And God, I thank you that we are growing to be the sons and daughters that you are calling us to be in this day. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Can I get a real good praise, a real good hand clap, and a good worship unto the Lord? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to his mighty name. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah, there is no one like our God. Hallelujah. And we worship him on today. We glorify him. I hear that song, hallelujah, that there is no one like I sing praises unto his name. For his name is great, and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. That even in this time, God is yet worthy to be praised. And we have to make a declaration that, God, I sing praises unto your name. I sing praises unto your name. For your name is great. Oh, it is greatly to be praised. Oh God, I sing praises unto your name. Glory. Oh, glory. Glory, your name is great and greatly. Yes, 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 his name is great and greatly to be praised. We bless the Lord on today. And in the day and time that we're living in, we have to make the choice to sing praises unto the Lord. Today, I just really don't feel preachy, but I just want to talk to us on today. Glory to God. To rejoice in the Lord. To rejoice. Look at your neighbor. Just look at him and tell him, rejoice in the Lord. And I know that at this time, that is a hard thing to do for some of us. We're looking at the world's circumstances, and we don't even have to go all the way to the world, but just right in our own little corner and in our neck of the woods, some of us are finding it hard to rejoice. We're trying to, and we're trying to make it make sense, but it just don't make no sense. Can I get an amen? Come on, I don't need y'all to be quiet today. I know y'all say when you're quiet, you're listening, but sometimes you got to make a response and let me know you're listening. Let me know you're hearing. Let me know what I'm saying and what the Lord is saying to you is making sense. And sometimes it just don't make sense, and we just don't make sense. And we have a hard time rejoicing. I got scripture. We're going to talk about it. I feel just a little talk on today from Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 18 and 19. I'm pulling myself together. Hallelujah. Because when reality sets in. And the truth of the matter is, we can't distort and we can't dismiss what we see. Amen. Truth is what it is. It is what it is. It is, as they say, it is what it is. This is what we see. Somebody, the Lord picked up someone this morning and sent me a prophetic text this morning, a word of encouragement. And that term new normal was sitting in there. And I'm just like, God, this just can't be. But we have come to a reality. There is a new normal that has set on the horizon. That there are some things going on in this world that we have no control over. As much as they're protesting, as much as they want to sue the government and civil suits and all kind of things that they're doing. I heard they want to impeach the governor and, you know, ready to kick the president out to sea. Just all kinds of things. But truth be told, we have no control over things that's going on. We are somewhat in a place where Habakkuk was. You there yet? Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 18 and 19. I'm not focusing on verse 17 because there were things going on. The land wasn't producing and olive trees wasn't doing what it should have been doing. And there was just a time in the land. But verse 18 is where we want to park and we want to start at today. After all that had been said and done, after all the calamity, he was praying. Habakkuk had been praying, and after all of that, he got to verse 18. Hallelujah. Well, let me just do it the right way. Let me pick up verse 17. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we can get a good understanding, because I want you to understand that we are in the book. We are in times, in the time where things are happening and things are changing, and we have to make the choice as to what we're going to do. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17. Let's start there. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat. Go to the grocery store and see how much meat. Sometimes you can't find what you're looking for. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Verse 18, yet, somebody say yet. I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet. And he will make me to walk upon mine high places, to the chief singer of my stringed instruments. What are you saying, evangelist? And what is the Lord saying to us? That today we have to make a choice to rejoice in the Lord. Oh, I know didn't get no amen. That's good, but I didn't get no amens, because amen, come on, because amen means that's so. It is so. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I know, as I said, rejoicing is hard to do, because we only see what's wrong. We only are looking at what is going on, and we see the hardship. We see the struggle. We see things have changed, and we say, we having a hard time rejoicing. Come on, somebody. You're going in the restaurants and you got to have a mask on to go in the restaurant till you get your food. You're walking around in the store and they kind of requiring you to have a mask on when you come in the store nowadays. And some stores, you're only limited to certain amount of products that you can buy, especially when it comes to the cleaning and the disinfectant and the different things. You're limited to how much. Well, you used to go in and buy as much as you want to do. But now things have changed. We're having to be careful as how we greet one another. We can't hug and shake hands like we used to. The majority of us are sitting in here with masks on our face this morning. Who would have ever thought you'd have to come to church and wear a mask, and you have to sit social distance, that you can't sit with people like you used to and hug and, you know, fall over and cry on folk like you used to. Come on, somebody. Come on. We're looking at something different now. Churches, some churches are not coming together because they're still trying to figure out how we're going to make this work. They're talking about social distance, and you're standing in line and you got to be 6 feet from the person in front of you. In the grocery store, some grocery stores are telling you, before you put your groceries on the conveyor belt, let me wash it down first. And then once you wash it down, then you can put your stuff on the conveyor belt. Going in the grocery store a month or so ago, the slim pickings, it was getting slim pickings on what you could find. All you could find was maybe some chicken legs, one or two packs, and maybe some beef, and maybe some pork. Come on. The stuff that wasn't being sold off the shelf was now flying off the shelf, and you was looking, somebody was looking for oodles and noodles, saying, if I can just get some oodles and noodles, I can eat. Come on, somebody. No bread on the shelf. You were slim picking. Instead of light bread, you might have had to get a hamburger bun to make you a sandwich with. Come on, somebody. Come on. You call the doctor's office thinking you going to the doctor, and they on the virtual. They send you a link. Hey, check into this link right here. Appointments. You are talking to your doctor on the little iPad or on your phone. I've been there. It was so strange. All the 3 minutes. Come on, and want to charge you money. Your loved one is in the hospital and you can't go visit them because they're restricted to visitors. Come on. Who would have ever thought that these things would be going on? Your child having a baby and you can't go because it's a restriction, because we got to make sure you okay. Who would have ever thought this? We may not be looking at the olive trees failing and different things, but according to us, we're in Habakkuk. This is what's happening. We got things going on, and we don't understand. But we got to make a choice like Habakkuk and say, yet I will rejoice. When we say yet, it's talking about in the time remaining, because of before all is said and done, and even in spite of what I'm going through, yet. Whew, Shia, I'm going to rejoice in the Lord. What do you mean rejoice? I'm going to be glad. We have to make a choice to be glad. We got to make ourselves joyful. The Word of God tells us to count it all joy when we fall into divers temptations. And I said, Lord, is it just when we are tried? He said, no, because this is a temptation right here. We are in a temptation. We are tempted to quit, to give up, to walk away, to tell folk off. Temptations comes in many different forms. Some of us would say, well, it's easier for me to stay home, and I understand those that are home. But there are some of us that are, when we are tempted with certain things, we get in a season. This pandemic has brought about, hallelujah, temptation for a whole lot of stuff. Some stuff we would never know how we have been tempted behind closed doors. Ooh, nah. I'm home and ain't nobody here but me. Don't nobody know what I'm doing. I don't have to report to nobody. Come on, somebody. Temptation. But we got to count it all joy when we fall. In other words, when it comes into our presence. When we are presented with the opportunity to fall or to give into the temptation, we have to count it joy. In other words, let's go back, because we're talking about rejoicing in the Lord. Because don't raise your hand, but how many of us since March has had the temptation, the thought, the feeling, the notion, I quit. I just give up. I'm done. I quit. I quit. I ain't doing this no more. I can't do this no more. I'm finished. Because we sat and listened to the conversation. I don't necessarily want to call it the enemy, but maybe our flesh and what the world has shown us. We have sat and listened to that conversation as opposed to the conversation of the Word. So what is Habakkuk saying? He's starting out with, we have to make a choice to be glad. Because it's easier to sit back and whine. and cry and allow depression and oppression to take center stage in our life. Come on, somebody tell me amen. Because I know, okay, let me talk about me. Maybe none of y'all got there. But I know I was enjoying being at home. If you heard me say it before. And it didn't take long. After a while, I started feeling kind of, what's going to happen? Lord, I'm not sure how I'm going to make it. And oh, Lord, come on. I know, because, see, I started feeling just a teeny bit. Teeny bit. Oppressed and depressed. Because I wasn't sure where this was going. Wasn't sure how church was going to pan out. Wasn't sure how the members was going to make it. Let me be honest. Because some of you, well, anyway. Because see, when you, what they say, when the cat's away, the mice will play. And when I'm out of the sight of my bishop and my evangelist, they can't see me. They don't know what I'm doing. I'm in my own home. I'm behind my own closed doors. I can do what I want to do. I don't have to pray. I ain't got to fast. They talking about fast. They won't know if I'm fasting or not. Come on, somebody. We can sit there, and if we're not careful, we allow the spirit of oppression and depression to come on upon us. But the scripture says, yet will I rejoice in the Lord. In the Lord. In the Lord. We have to learn how to rejoice in the Lord. He says, because I will join the God of my salvation. What are you saying? Okay, and we just talking. Because, see, when we make a choice to rejoice in the Lord, there are some things that's going to happen for us. And there are some things that's going to happen to us. We're not, and see, understand, let me help us out. Rejoicing is not necessarily, it's not always laughing and giddily and, you know, oh yeah, girl, we got it going on. That's not rejoicing. Because for some, that is a coping mechanism. Because they're dealing with something else. They choose to laugh. They choose to make jokes. They choose to make other people laugh because they themselves are dealing with something and they're not sure how to deal with it. But when we talk about rejoicing, we're talking about making glad in the Lord. Not in my external surroundings or in the things that I see around me, but we are talking about being made glad in the Lord. He said, I will rejoice in the Lord. So what do you mean rejoice in the Lord? I look to the word of God. I look to God because he is my strength. He is my joy. In other words, when we talk about rejoicing in the Lord, that means we got to get in the word and see what the word is saying. We have to understand that our hope is not built on what we see, but our hope is built on Jesus. And how do you build your hope on Jesus? We build it in the word. Even though I see what I see with my eyes, but what does the word say? And see, when we step back and get out of what we see and we put our faith and our trust in what we see and we become and we rejoice in the word, we get in the word and say, okay, now what is the word saying? That may be true. The pandemic may be roaming, but what is the word saying? What is the word guaranteeing unto me? What is the word giving unto me? And when I get the word, then I rejoice. Oh, that's what the word says. The word says I'm covered by his blood. The word says 1,000 shall fall at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thy dwelling. Oh, come on, somebody. We feel like because it's there, I'm going to get it. No. Had somebody tell me, well, because of this, this, and this, when I get it, I'm going to just go home and lay on the couch and die. I almost fell out. I had to pull it all together because, you know, the preacher in me stood straight up. And I couldn't, you know, I had to, Ooh, help me, Lord. But see, when we rejoice in the Lord, we get hope, not as the world. See, when we come and we choose to get in the Word of God and see what the Word of God is saying, it gives us a different hope. It gives us a different insight as to what the world has. The world is doom and gloom. Well, I'm going to die, so I'm going to just go out here. Young folks talking about having COVID parties. Who in their right mind? And their mind is, well, it's out there. I'm going to get it. Let me go ahead and get it over with. I heard on the news, they said young man, 20 some odd years old, went to a COVID party and he's dead now. He probably ain't the only one. But I mean, that's the hope that's in the world. But then when I get in the Word and rejoice in the Lord says, oh, it may be there, but it won't come nigh my dwelling. It may ride down my street, but it can't stop in front of my house. It can't come across the threshold. It can't even come up in the grass. See, that's when we rejoice in the Lord. I find out what the Word says, and I take the Word of God takes precedence over what the world says. Y'all believe that? Come on now. So we choose to rejoice. I didn't say you had to run right here telling jokes and, you know, laughing and giggling, but I choose to rejoice in the fact I'm going to be joyful in what the Lord says. I'm going to be joyful in what I know the Lord has done and will do for me. I choose to be rejoiced in that. And guess what? Even if it don't go like I want it to, I believe it was Daniel said, even if he don't deliver me, the Hebrew boys, thank you, Bishop. Even if he don't deliver me, it's not because he can't. But see, you got to understand, then you got to fall over into the will of God. This may be the will of God for my life. So if this is the will of God, and since he's allowed it to come, you got to still rejoice. Evangelist, you tell me I got to rejoice in the hard place? Yes. Why? Because your hope and your trust is in God. It's not in this world. Because if that's the case, none of us would have ever gotten to this point. We'd have gave up long, 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 long time ago. Amen. Some of us wouldn't even been born. Come on. Because of how we were conceived, your mamas would have got rid of you. I'm just telling you the truth. Amen. Y'all know them surprise babies you had. You was a surprise. And it was by the man that your mama really didn't want you. I'm just saying. Some of y'all got some of them babies sitting up in here. Won't by the guy that you really wanted it by. But I'm just saying. Rejoice. Enjoy. How y'all get me way out there? I don't know. I know, Minister Mike. I don't know. But the fact is, rejoice in the fact that you're where you are because it's God's plan. That was it. It's God's will. God has a plan and he has a will. Nothing happens just by happenstance. Let me help you out even better. There are no such thing as accidents. No such thing as accidents. There are some things we did with our eyes wide open. Wide open. Knew what we was doing. Jumped 2 feet, 2 hands, head and eyeballs all in it. And knew what we was doing. And then we got caught. Oh, Lord, it was an accident. No, it wasn't. Like one of my grandbabies said, well, I accidentally. No, you didn't. That wasn't no accident, boo. You meant to eat that cookie. You saw that trash bag was not in that trash can, and you put it in there anyway. I accidentally hit her. No. Amen. So we have to make a choice to rejoice in the Lord. Because, see, anything else, what is that? It's sinking sand. If we put our hope and trust in anything else, it's sinking sand and we're going to fail. It's going to fail. Anything outside of God, it's going to fail. I'm sorry. If it ain't in God, if it's not in his perfect will, it's going to fail you. Okay, let's keep going because I already told you there are some things we gain out of rejoicing in the Lord in the midst of hardships and and tribulation. Let's read our scripture again. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 18 and 19. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. Let's stop right there. So when we choose to rejoice in the Lord, the first thing we're going to get, one of the things we're going to get is strength. How many of us need strength on today? Woo! Find joy. Choose to rejoice. For the joy of the Lord is my... Oh, come on now. I done said it too much. Y'all ought to know that. The joy of the Lord is my strength. So when I choose to rejoice in the Lord, I get strength. Woo! You might not can flex your muscles in the natural, but I promise you, when you begin to rejoice in the Lord and you find pleasure in God's word and we allow the word of God to supersede and become first in our life, we get strength. We are strengthened. That thing that we thought was going to take us out and kill us and have oversight over us, but because we choose to rejoice in the Lord, God will strengthen us over it. I know this not going to make you shout today. We're not shouting because, see, we got to understand we are in a battle. We are in a warfare. We're not fighting with carnal weapons. We're not fighting against things we can see, but we are fighting a battle against an unseen enemy. We are fighting a spiritual fight. I don't care what nobody tells you. This is a spiritual battle. And we have to be able, we have to be set, we have to be dressed, we have to have our mind right that we can fight in this battle. Because if we don't, you will backslide and still come to church. You don't have to stay at home to backslide. You can backslide and still come to church. You just here because it's tradition. But after a while, you're going to stay out the door. Amen. So you got to make a choice to rejoice in the Lord. Lay your hand on yourself and say, I will rejoice in the Lord. Okay, so we're going to get strength. You need some strength? You better start rejoicing in the Lord. Find what the word of God is saying. Because I tell you, come to church, you can find some strength up in here. When you start sitting with the saints and talking to the saints and rejoicing, worshiping God with the saints, you can get some joy. I promise you, you can. You might need to change your station dial from that secular dial. 99.1, 103.7. You need to find you a gospel station. That's what I'm trying to get to you. You might need to change out your playlist. Because some of y'all got playlists that ain't godly. You want God to move for you, but you're feeding yourself something that's not godly. You want the holiness of God with dirty hands, with a dirty heart. You want God to move for you and you want God to bless you. You want God to open the windows of heaven and do all these miraculous things for you. But you got dirty containers that you are continuously feeding out of. And see, this is what's making your fight hard. Because you're trying to eat out of holy containers and unholy containers. That ain't going to work. You got to choose one or the other. You can't eat off of both of them because see what you give more power to, that's what's going to be more dominant. It's like having that plate that they tell you to section it off and you should have more greens and vegetables than you have the meat and the starch or whatever. And see, that's how it is. You got a plate. You got holiness on there. You got God on there. But he got a little section. He got a little fourth of the pie. Well, maybe an eighth. It might not even be the fourth. But everything else you fill with the things of the world. Let me help you out. You fill with secular music. You watch in and everything on TV. As the late Minister Dockery used to call it, that sin-o-max. Sin-o-max. The S-I-N-o-max. That's what she used to say. You watching that sin-o-max? It's like, you right, mother. You watching and your mind has been inundated with all kind of images and all kind of words and all kind of thoughts. Oh, the Holy Spirit. Yeah, he working. Because, see, we want victory, but we're not working to the victory. We're not willing to participate in the victory. We want God to do all the work while we sit here like this. Well, I'm just waiting on the Lord to move, and I'm waiting on the Lord to work it out. But I got my jazz and my R&B, my country, smooth, whatever. Hip hop, there you go. I got all of that playing over here. But I need God on Sunday to work this out right here. When something go wrong, here I am, God. Let me lay down this, and I'm going to pick it back up in a minute. I ain't got rid of it. I'm going to just lay it right here. Oh, maybe somebody in Facebook and Zoom going to help me to preach today, because y'all quiet up in here. We want God to do it, but we're not willing to prepare to work in the fight. Because see, we when you rejoice, you get strength. You get the ability to fight. Okay, and he gives us what we need to engage in the warfare. But if we don't, not your bishop, not your evangelist, not the prophet of the house, but if we don't, in other words, if you don't do no work, if you don't make the choice, you're going to stay in bondage. I can pray for you all day long. Take what's left of this oil in this bottle and pour it all on you. Let me get in so y'all can see. Y'all see? See? I can put all this oil on you. But if you don't go home and do some work, if you don't go home and do the work, you're just going to be an oily brother or sister. Oily. That's all. That's all. Now, I'm not saying God won't move in mercy because we prayed the prayer. But what I'm saying, you got to go do some work. You got to choose to rejoice in the Lord so that God can strengthen you so you can fight against what's coming against you. Well, guess what? We don't always have to give in to the temptation. Amen. Let me hasten on. So we have strength. We get strength from the Lord. We made strong that we can face and engage spiritual warfare and spiritual battles. You understand what I'm saying? You are in a spiritual battle. And the only way you gonna win, you got to engage. Thank you. Got that one long clap back there. You got to engage in the battle. You got, in other words, choose to rejoice. Lord, I'm here. We're gonna go on with it. Come on, let me hasten on. Next, let's keep reading. Keep reading the scripture. The Lord is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet. Woo! And he will make me to walk upon my high places. Hinds' feet. Ah, I love this. I love this. I love this. Hinds' feet. He will give me deer feet, basically. Footing like a deer. I looked it up. And do you know deer have, and goats, they have the ability to climb up the side of a mountain. God. I mean, not with ledges and stuff like, but I'm talking about a mountain like this, like that wall. It's got crevices, but they are able to take their feet and climb up. And while they're climbing, I looked up one, they were eating the salt that was on the side of the mountain. They're licking the salt and getting the salt, but yet they're climbing. They're not falling. Hind's feet enables the deer to jump from one footing or ledge to another without falling. Whew. And the thing about it, the hind's feet are the back feet. And the back feet are the most muscular. Oh, we going somewhere. I saw something in this. And the back feet is what causes them to be able to propel, to move forward. It gives them what they need to leap. It gives them what they need to jump. So the Bible says I can leap over a wall. How you gonna leap is you gotta have hind's feet. Because the hind, that's where the strength is. The stability is in the back of the feet. Because the front feet, I found out, was the pivotal feet. The front is used to cause them to move. So if God gives me hind's feet that I may walk in my high places, he's given me the ability to be victorious over what I go through. He gives us the ability to jump over what we are going through and what has presented itself. And not only can I jump over it, but in the front, he gives me the ability to turn and go whichever direction he guides me. But check this out. You won't get that. We won't get that if we don't rejoice in the Lord. If I choose to stay in my little, on my stoop in my pity party, you know, I think up north, you know, they have stoops and you sit on the stoop in front of your apartment building and you can see in and everything. Okay, thank you. You can see in and everything that goes on, who's passing by. You can even see who's at home because you can look up and you can see everything from your stoop. Some of us in the body of Christ are sitting on a stoop. We're watching everything that's going on, everything that's going by. We're not participating in nothing. We won't read our word. Okay, here we go. We won't pray. We won't fast. We won't come to church. Okay, I'm gonna get ready to hit you. You won't get on the prayer call. Oh, yeah, because I know who be on there. Oh, I just told a secret, didn't I? I can see who's on the prayer call. I know you won't get on the prayer call. You won't get on Facebook. You won't get on Zoom. You won't do nothing. But you want God to work it all out for you. I'm trying to help you get some hind's feet so that you can make it over what you're going through. That even though everything is falling apart around you, you don't have to fall apart. You don't have to lose the battle, but you can be victorious in what you are facing. Because so did somebody say, if God brought you to it, he gonna bring you through it. But guess what? You got to go through it. It's not going to be, Lord, I like to use things that we can understand and things that we can see. It's not going to be, if you've ever had an MRI or a CAT scan or some type of procedure, even sometimes X-ray machines, you just stand there and it moves. It scans you. The CAT scan, the MRI, sometimes that machine moves over you. It can go from head to toe and you don't do nothing. Well, I'm here to tell you, when we engage in spiritual warfare, it ain't like that. You can't just stand there and it just, you know, it just move past you. You got to do something. You want to get out of the rain, you got to run. You know what I'm saying? You can't just stand there and say, I'm waiting for the rain to move. Well, maybe you need to move. You waiting for the battle to be over and you waiting for the victory. Well, what you doing to get victory? That's what I'm saying. You want the victory. So what are you doing to get the victory? Are you just sitting there? I'm waiting on the Lord. I'm waiting on the Lord. I'm waiting for the Lord to move. I'm waiting for the Lord to move. I know victory is going to be mine, but I'm waiting on the Lord. I'm waiting on the Lord. Yeah, we're going to wait on him. But while you're waiting, what you doing? Are you engaging? Are you making yourself strong that you can overcome and you can win the battle? I know I told you I'm going to shout today. Because, see, we don't shout. We will shout. But how am I going to respond when something comes knocking at my door? And I'm like, Lord, what am I going to do now? I can't reach Bishop. Evangelist got her phone on silent. And I can't get nobody else. What am I going to do? Lord, what am I going to do? Am I going to sit here and just wait? Or am I going to rejoice and gain strength and get hinds feet that I can go through this thing, that I can stand? Am I going to get in the Word and understand that the Word has already told me that I am more than a conqueror? Yes, yes, yes. Because we have hinds feet, we will be able to walk in our high places. In other words, we will be able to achieve the things that seem like we could not achieve. Where you may have felt like you couldn't come through this, where you may have felt like you were defeated and that the enemy had the upper hand and that you just couldn't handle it, because we trust in the Lord, because we choose to rejoice, He has given us hinds feet. Therefore, I'm able to achieve, I'm able to walk through. He said, I can walk over serpents and scorpions and any powers of the enemy, and they wouldn't harm me. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That's like walking through snakes with steel-toed boots on. That my ankles and my legs, my shins, they are covered by the power of God, because the Word, you want to overcome the enemy, you got to get the Word in you. The Word becomes your shoes. It gives you sure-footedness. God. That I don't have to slip and fall. Look, you a saint, you ain't got no business hollering, I'm slipping and falling, about to fall out of. How you say speaking in tongues and loving the Lord if you really in the Word and you're choosing to rejoice and the Word is your light and your salvation? Slipping ought not to be your testimony. I'm just saying. I mean, I know we have things that we deal with and things, but there's some stuff you ought not to be slipping in. Ooh, I slipped out, girl. I almost slipped. No, but wait a minute. What were you doing? Well, you saw it before you got there, so why did you get so close that you was about to slip? If you know you can't be in the dark corner with no boy or no girl, why are you in the dark corner? You know what the dark corner gonna do. I've been there, done that. I ain't been saved all my life. We act dumb. We play stupid. We feel like we can handle it. But you know, once you get in that dark corner, you get that mood light on and you get that right music, it don't take much. Your song won't be, I almost gave up. You be like, I gave up. And you go in repenting, Lord, have mercy. But whoo, this show is good. Oh, I'm just talking. I'm talking. Somebody need to get out of the COVID and the pandemic at the shut-in. You better find Jesus. But why put yourself in a predicament and in a situation? And it ain't got to be all sexual, even though that's a big issue. But some of us say we get caught up in the temptation and in the corner of not reading our Word. We ain't read your Word in 2 weeks. Ain't prayed in 3. And ain't fasted near day. Ate everything. You trying to find the scripture. You don't know where it's at. Been there, done that. I know. Y'all ain't got to say amen. I know. Because it's easy to get set in a place of complacency and not doing those things. It's easier to be to do nothing than it is to get up and fight. Why I got to pray? Bishop and Evangelist, they praying. They got it. They going to fast, so why I need to fast? I used to, when we was still trying to figure each other out in Jesus and relationship, and he want to fast, and I'd be like, well, I don't need to fast. He fasting. Let him fast. I let him fast for us. Yeah, some of y'all let the preacher fast for you. You won't come. You'll come to the altar and feel like they prayer gonna get you through, but you're not doing nothing. Okay, I'm sorry. I ain't sorry. But if you want to achieve, and I'm getting ready to close with this. If you want to have victory, you got to learn how to rejoice in the Lord. We have got to rejoice in God. He said, yet will I rejoice because of what I'm going through. In the midst of what I'm going through, it's dire. I'm about to give up. Even, let me help you out. Even if you fell off the wagon last night, did something you had no business doing. In other words, you sinned. You went against the revealed will of God. And you know that was not God's plan for your life. You still have to choose to rejoice in the Lord. Get up, dust yourself off, ask the Lord to forgive you. Come on, you can do this. Don't stay there and wallow. That's a lie from the enemy. Tell you, well, since you failed, you might as well stay there and keep on. You did it, so just stay there. No, that's a lie from the enemy. If you find yourself entangled in something that you know is not like God and you're trying to fight a battle, come on, you can get out of that. You ain't got to stay in that. God will cut you out. God don't have us tangled up in him. You ain't got to be tangled up in the Lord. Scripture, you know, folks used to say, tied up and tangled up in Jesus. No, anything tangled is confused. God is not the author of confusion. God would not have us entangled. He said, be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Oh, okay. So choose to rejoice. I say to us on today that I know things is hard and I know things is rough, but we have to choose to rejoice in the Lord. Yet, Habakkuk said, and this was a prophet, and he saw calamity and destruction coming. He said, yet will I rejoice in the Lord. And as I rejoice, he's going to give me hinds feet. You don't have to sink, and you don't have to fall into what's going on around you. He said, he will lift my head up above my enemies. David said, round about me. He'll be a shield about me. It's the lifter of my head. Come on. But it only happens when we make the choice to do it. He's not going to force us. He's not going to threaten us. But it's a choice we have to make. And you have to make this choice. Let me give you just a little bit of advice. And you have to do this sometimes on a daily basis. Consistent basis. When you see that negative thought, that negative feeling, temptation coming, you have to choose to not give in to it. When you hear the enemy coming wanting to, that's not what the words say. You like talking to yourself anyway, so go ahead and talk to yourself and tell yourself, that's not what the word says. The word says, I'm more than a conqueror. The word says I'm an overcomer. The word says that the Lord loves me despite what I feel or what I think or what I see, despite what you whispered in my ear, devil. The word says that the Lord loves me. The word says that I'm covered by his blood. The word says I can run into him and be saved. See, this is how you rejoice in the Lord. You get in his word and you rehearse the word, not to God, but to yourself sometimes. Amen. Because there may come a day when all we have left is what's in our heart. As they sang, write it on the tablets of your heart. Because what would you do if the Wi-Fi and the internet and all that went out and you couldn't get your word on your Bible, on your device? You went home all of a sudden and every Bible in your house was written in a language that you didn't know. What we got in us? Do we have enough in us that we can stand and not be defeated because I don't have no word in me? Because I didn't rejoice in the Lord. because I'm slipping and falling and I'm stumbling and I'm fumbling and I'm bumbling on this walk with God. Some of us sitting here, and those of you watching, you've been saved long enough. You've been in God long enough. There's some stuff you ought not to still be fumbling and bumbling over. You ought to be, we ought to be mature in a whole lot of areas in the Lord. Because we know what's right and we know what's wrong. But I encourage you on today to rejoice in the Lord. Find shelter in God. It's not hard. It's what you make of it and what you choose to do. Well, you might not can't give a whole hour, but give him 15 minutes. Give him 10 minutes. And not when you get ready to just go to sleep, because you ain't going to make it too. But seek to give God time. Get in his word. Get in his presence. Get in on the prayer call. Get in when we go to Zoom. Get in. Come to Bible study. You don't have to understand. Just come. That's why we're there, to teach you. Because, see, that's what the enemy doesn't want us to get, is the word of God. Because he knows if we get the word of God, then we got it. He knows that if we ever get understanding of the word, then we've got victory. But as long as we don't know it, he can keep us defeated. Let us stand to our feet. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Father, I bless you and I praise you for your sons and your daughters. As we stand in your presence, oh God, Lord, we just thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for the word that you have spoken unto us. God, that even in these trying times, even in this day and age that looks like we can't stand and that we can't make it, God, I decree and declare that the people of God will look to you, oh God, that we will take joy. We will rejoice in you, that God, we will take the time to spend time with you in your word and in prayer, God, that we will seek your face, that we may be strengthened and that we may be given the ability to stand in the midst and through every test and every trial, through every uncertainty, whatever tomorrow may bring, that God, we will not fall apart, that we will not backslide. I rebuke the spirit of backsliding, that we will not even consider backsliding, but God, that we will move forward in you. God, I release in your people the spirit to fight, the warfaring spirit, that we will stand on you in your word, oh God, and that we will fight the good fight of faith, that God, we will decree and declare your word over our circumstances and over our situations, that God, we will not look at what we're going through, we will not look at the circumstances of this world, but God, we will look to you and look to your word, knowing that your word supersedes everything that could ever take place in this world. God, we thank you, God, that we have hinds feet on today, that God, we are able to stand even in our high places. God, even in the places that we feel like we can't stand, that we have no stability, but God, because you have spoken, God, because you have given us strength, that we are able to stand and not fall. God, we thank you on today. I thank you, God, that we're yet not just hanging on, but God, you are holding us in the palm of your hand. And we know that the enemy can't pluck us out. And we thank you, oh God, that we choose to rejoice in you. And everything that we go through, we choose to rejoice in you. And God, we give you glory, and God, we give you praise for the manifestation that shall be made in our life. We thank you, God, and we praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Come on, the people of God, shout amen and praise the Lord. Come on and give him glory. Come on and give him praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and look at each other and tell them rejoice. Rejoice. Come on, just look and tell them rejoice.